Oh, we're running late. It's Hank Evans.
Not necessarily.
I apologize.
Sound the bell.
I apologize to all our fans. Yeah. It is, though. Better late than never. A Wednesday edition of what?
Not necessarily the news.
That's right. Because the later we start it, the later breaking the news is.
Breaking news!
That's how it goes.
It's like a big funnel. The more we have to put in.
That's what I'm going with if we're ever asked why did it start so late.
Yeah, let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, what happened?
Hello, our Hank fans out there. Watching on our Hank Facebook Live, we stream this every day. You know it. And it's streaming tonight. And for YouTube TV subscribers, the whole ABC Disney debacle is over. So the CMA Awards, 59th annual CMA Awards, are this evening on ABC. 7 o'clock start time, Nashville's Bridgestone Arena. It will be Lainey Wilson returning as host because she helped out Peyton Manning in the Name in Which We Do Not Speak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, last year. But she's hosting it solo this year. And Entertainer of the Year category, you got Luke Combs, Kojo, Cody Johnson, Chris Stapleton, Morgan Wallen, and Lainey Wilson herself.
Oh, right look at
there.
That.
Uh-huh. By the way, Luke Bryan is up for...
Dang it.
But Brian Luke, his cousin's on at 7:35 with exclusive coverage for the CMA Awards here on Hank FM.
That's fantastic.
You're welcome.
So picture this.
Yes.
Marsha Brady
on
a date, but not with Charlie or Doug from the football team. And no way. Maureen McCormick reveals that she was once courted by the late Michael Jackson. Apparently, she would get to drive up to visit the home.
Yeah.
Tito and Marlon, the whole Jackson 5.
Right.
And she dreamed of becoming his wife. Just lost my earring. Sorry, that eventually went to Debbie Rowe and Priscilla Presley. Warren is grieving. And she says she was absolutely in love with the king of pop.
I mean, that was, it was still 70s, so things hadn't gotten that weird yet, I think.
Or maybe it just wasn't reported on. The influencers weren't here to tell us how weird it was.
Just like Greg and Marsha? All right, here we go. Let us go. As yesterday, it's news, so here we are. House voted 427-1 to release anything classified, all of them, the Epstein files. And the Senate, they're going to pass it today. They got the bill last night, and on Monday... Trump said that he would sign it if it showed up on his desk, which probably by the end of the day it will. So there we go. So we will have plenty to read before we all get with the families on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I think that'll be great, though.
MAGA!
Yeah. Are we not supposed to ask who is the one?
I'm not at... Of what's already been released, I am not asking for any more information on anything.
La, 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 la.
I mean, it's...
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Okay.
We're here to cover the news.
So we've got big questions for Thanksgiving coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you eat besides the classics? Will Uncle Jim drink too much and take out his teeth to entertain the kids?
Yeah.
What time do you eat? Well, we may not be invited to the CMAs, but we did go straight to the red carpet to ask the queen of everything, Martha Stewart, what is the ideal time?
I think it should be around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
People are hungry,
and
they're starting to circle the kitchen. You don't want to wait until nighttime. You can eat and then watch the big games, and then have more drinks and have fun.
I love that.
And eat dessert later.
Yeah.
I mean, or you can eat dessert
fine time
first.
To do it.
But really, she had me at drinks. She's also got a new one. It's called the Watermelon out with the rapper Snoop Dogg, who is her co-conspirator.
That'd be fun.
It has watermelon, lime juice, cucumber bitters, cane syrup, and it won an award at the Gin Masters Awards.
There you go.
Martha Stewart also not nominated for a CMA. Back to you, Ken.
Yeah, he'll be at the CMAs tonight performing, no less, Keith Urban. But he was on Saturday performing at a private event. This was Anthony Pratt having a party. He is an Australian gazillionaire, and it was at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh.
And Trump was there. Yeah. So while he was up there, he played. I wonder what that cost, for crying out loud. But he included a cover version of Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club. And then on Sunday, it was another episode. Yeah. Another episode of The Road, which is him and Blake Shelton and Taylor Sheridan produced a reality
show. Big stars.
Show. Yeah, and he kind of, and I don't know when that was taped or whatnot, but he kind of alluded to, it's kind of the first time Keith Urban has said anything having to do with a breakup with Nicole or anything having to do with it. And basically, he just was talking about how sad it is being on the road alone, and it gets lonely. And then him and Blake, you know, hugged and talked about hair.
Well, I mean, that's what they do. I mean, Keith has a lot of hair. Let's keep him company. So it is International Men's Day. It's time to party with some Viagra, guys. Mm. But it's for your hearing. A new study from the University of Chicago shows that the drug could reverse deafness. They're hoping it can help those with permanent hearing loss, as there's a lot of side effects to that. Loneliness, depression, anxiety, even mobility issues. So, need to make it weird. Here I am. Happy International Men's Day.
What?
Yeah, the side effect is you may actually hear your wife.
Jennifer Lawrence, Katniss Everdeen, Hunger Games actress. Jennifer Lawrence says, it's, quote, no fun working on a movie for like a year and a half only to find out that everybody thinks it stinks.
Sorry.
Try doing it on the daily.
KB and Heather Lee.
And then finally, Kevin Costner is in talks to play former President Bill Clinton in a TV series about a mission having to do with the United Nations and their outreach and humanitarian stuff. So it's like a drama, but in the role of Clinton, that would be Kevin Costner. That'd be interesting. At least he's in talks until the... More of those emails coming out.
It's the show that, if you can hear it, we guarantee you're going to love it. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.